had a variety of ideas for programs this week, but every time I picked up the phone in search of someone who has anything to do with social or environmental issues for NGOs or other non-governmental groups, I got the same answer. He or she is in, or on his or her way, to Nairobi to attend the 7th edition of the World Social Forum. Finally, I decided that that must be the issue to talk about. But first of all, exactly what is the World Social Forum? What are its achievements and its main objectives for the future? I finally managed to find someone here in Rome who knows all about it. She is Uta Sievers, and she works at the Social Justice Secretariat, which is, she explained, the justice and peace network of the Society of Jesus. We started from the very basics. What is the World Social Forum?
The World Social Forum is a process rather than a meeting, but it is a meeting once a year where people from all over the world, non-governmental organizations and many small groups are meeting to exchange their views about the world, the situation of the world, and how they and how we all can influence or counter-influence the tendency towards more and more capitalism, more and more militarism, and all those related problems to that we can see every day.
Before meeting Uta, I had read on the internet that the forum tends to meet in January every year, when its great capitalist rival, the World Economic Forum, is meeting in the Swiss town of Davos. And this is no coincidence.
It still takes place at the same time that the Davos Summit takes place every year, and it is, in fact, to present something different at the media where people can then see that there is a different movement as well. I mean, Davos, I don't know if you know this, requires every participant to pay $20,000 if they want to participate. And so this gets you the top layer of wherever in the world you are. And these people then exchange their views and promote capitalism, basically. And the organizers of the first World Social Forum Porto Alegre in 2001 were actually wanting to just show that there is another view of the world, that the world can be changed. And the slogan of each and every of the World Social Forums is, another world is possible.
Is that the slogan this year as well?
This year, there's the slogan, the main slogan is always Another World is Possible, and the subtitle, in a way, is People's Struggles, People's Alternatives.
Uta also explained the forum is organized around 9 thematic terrains.
Well, the main themes this year, they all have longish titles. So in order to make it easier to sort of look at the titles, I've just summed them up. So one obvious title in Africa is HIV/AIDS. Then there is women's issues, the privatization of common goods, the landless, which is an issue in Latin America, especially peace and conflict, of course, which regards us all, migration and diaspora. And that's where, for example, the Jesuit Refugee Service is very active in the field. Memory of people and struggles, to look back and celebrate what has been achieved so far. Then youth, and of course debt, which was also a big issue last year at the MEC Poverty History campaign, for example. So I'm sure there will be people from that campaign there. The free trade agreements, labor and housing.
Since its very beginnings, the World Social Forum has been criticized for producing few practical ideas and for having little or no impact on the realities it focuses on. But Uta says it has had an impact on the way we think.
In a way, it's changed people's perceptions and awareness more than having a huge practical outcome at the moment. But it has actually made an impact, for example, on how we see human rights these days. For example, about 10 years ago, or you know, even earlier, it was more seen as very much the right to very few things, whereas now there's a whole list that people assume that human rights include. For example, the right to a decent life in terms of political, economic, social, cultural, and environmental aspects. And that must be assured for everyone, and notwithstanding of what they earn. And in that sense, it defies the capitalist idea of everybody is just being judged according to how they're making it in the market.
You were saying that participants at Davos pay a huge sum of money to actually be there. What about participants at the World Social Forum? Can anyone participate? Is there a selection? How do people get there and what platform do they find?
As far as I know, it's a pretty minor sum that people have to pay to actually come there. It's even reduced for those who come from the African continent. As far as I can remember, it's 450 Kenyan shillings, which translates roughly into 25 euros. Now, anyone can come, anyone can put in an idea for a workshop even, and that is all, it's coordinated in one place. There's a secretariat on the ground in Nairobi, but it doesn't mean anyone will be ever excluded from presenting what they want to talk about. It's a huge platform, and there's over 1,000 activities registered so far, and I'm sure there will be loads of activities just going on while people are there on the ground. All activities over the main 3 days are self-organized, so there will be workshops. It is coordinated, but it's not at all planned as a structured, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, we need to have someone doing this. No, it's whatever people come up with. So it's very democratic in that way, from the grassroots.
As I mentioned at the beginning, Uta works for the Society of Jesus, and she was here in Rome this week holding fort, as so many Jesuits are, in fact, in Nairobi for the WSF.
Have the Jesuits always been present at the World Social Forum?
They have been there for the last 3 World Social Forums, and this has then sort of taken on a life of its own, really, where outside the World Social Forum, it has been decided that, yes, the Jesuits should participate in this kind of activities, and their presence there is very much wanted by the whole society.
So exactly what would the Jesuits be doing at the forum? What kind of activities would they be involved in or would they be promoting?
There is a pre-forum, the 3 days before the forum, where not only Jesuit priests or brothers are there, but there will be the Ignatian family, as we call it. There will be people from the Christian life communities, there will be people representing Jesuit refugee servers, many, many lay people together with lots of Jesuits as well. And during those days, guided by the spirituality of the Jesuits, by the Ignatian spirituality, there will be a process of thinking about specific topics, some related to what the overall World Social Forum is already thinking about. The main expectations are two. There's two of them. There's one that by getting to know each other better, we'll improve on the international collaboration within the Society of Jesus. And it makes a huge difference to have a human face in mind when you talk to someone over the internet, for example. The external objective is to network with other organizations outside the Jesuit context and outside even the church context to see where we link up in terms of common issues that we all want to work on.
Do any heads of state or government organizations participate?
Government organizations are actually not invited. They can contribute, as in they can help delegates to attend, but they're not actually encouraged or they're discouraged from having their own stalls and their own activities there. In fact, I think they are really excluded from it, and I think this is of main importance to the World Social Forum, to the liberty that it has in criticizing what's going on in the world.
Do you know if at the end of the forum a blueprint gets drawn up or any pledges made for future meetings?
I think the more important part is that on the last day of the forum, before the very last day is the closing ceremony, but the day before that, there is a whole day where organizations are asked to work together and propose concrete actions for the future. Not so much, again, reproducing words that have been said before or making statements, but to actually sit down and present together a common project that they want to do over the next year. And then that gets assessed, hopefully, in a year's time and how it's all worked. And that's how we learn, and not by listening to another list of statements.
In conclusion, Uta said to me, the Jesuits believe it is important they bring their own experience and richness to these 5 days of cultural resistance and celebration.
I think there's many ways of of fighting against globalization, as they put it, as the organizers would put it. I think there is, though, a way that we in the church are maybe not better equipped, but we have a more an awareness of how God moves in the world, and that is expressed through our praying for each other and through our moving the world by asking this of God. And so we have the possibility to help this World Social Forum with our prayers and with our support in praying to move towards this aim that we all want to achieve,
which is
to change the world, to make another world possible. I think that's what Jesus has asked of us.